Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Members of the Pella Middle School Student Council join us on today's program to talk about the school's recent designation as an honorable mention in the Iowa Character Awards for being a school of character.
I'm Lyndon Norton.
I'm Emerson Logan.
I'm Corey Ebelheiser.
I'm Trace Hopkins.
And you are all members of the Pella Middle School Student Council, and the Student Council this past year nominated the school for a Character Counts Award. And you took second in the state behind Ames, which is a really awesome accomplishment. Lyndon, I'll start with you. You were a part of the group that led this effort. Let our listeners know what it took to get the nomination in and what it meant for the school to ultimately be recognized.
Yeah, so to start writing this nomination, my group just sat down and we made a list of all the things we thought were really good about Pella Middle School. And then once we had that list, we sectioned it off into things that were like similar to each other. And each person in the group took a section and we started working on paragraphs. And we all just went through and we'd look at other people's paragraphs. And we talked about Leader in Me and other organizations that the school works with and does. And guess how Pella Middle School is character and it's all of those things. And then once we felt it was written, we obviously went through the work of editing it and getting it submitted. I think getting honorable mention was really awesome. We were second in the state, so that's a really big honor. But I think it just showed that Pella Middle School really works to be a school of character. So that being recognized and awarded was really rewarding.
As I understand, even when you were on student council last year, you had a hand in this by nominating different teachers and students. For the other three of you, what was that process like trying to pick out your favorite teacher or one of your friends, knowing that there are so many, it seems like, individuals of high character here? And maybe mention some of those who were selected, if you might.
So last my group, we worked on Abby Heatbrink, and she's in eighth grade this year at Pella Middle School. And it was really hard because last year we did three middle school boys, like the top three middle school boys for seventh grade, top three seventh grade girls, top three eighth grade boys, and top three eighth grade girls. And then the winner for girls, and then we decided for each grade there was one person. And that was super hard trying to like decide because there are so many people here in Pella that show such great character. And so it was really hard to decide who. But we talked a lot about Abby Heatbrink and how like she was like always helpful to everyone and like demonstrates like the six pillars.
Yeah, I would definitely say that it was like hard to narrow down like our top character showing students because, yeah, like you said, there's so many here. And it was also like it was, however, like really easy to highlight what they did right because like you saw that in them in the day-to-day school.
Yeah, so I was in the Drake nomination for a teacher, and we nominated Mr. Forsyth. So for that process, we pretty, like, all the teachers in the Pella Middle School are so awesome that we pretty much was just like, these are the people we've already nominated, we're not going to nominate them a second time. And then these are all the ones that we have in class that would be easy to know, like, all the things about. Because I know Mrs. Ferguson was one of the people we were going to write it for, but then not a lot of people had her. And she only teaches quarter-long classes, so that's one of the hard parts about writing it. So we chose Mr. Forsyth after a lot of consideration, and we just basically just talked about the fun things he does, the way he makes class engaging and then makes it enjoyable, but then also helps us learn a lot through what we do.
I'm sure you've heard from adults and maybe seen the bad discourse in our world in terms of many things. And when we talk about character and in this building, what does that word mean to you, knowing that you want to be citizens of character when you grow up? And what are the things that your teachers and your friends are teaching you about character that you think is so important to show in your everyday life?
So I think character is a lot of different things. Obviously, there's more than one pillar. I think the biggest thing about character is being kind, being considerate of everyone, and doing that even when no one is watching. And I think that's a big thing they teach at Pella Middle School. They teach responsibility. So having the choice to do the right thing, but also being able to do that when no one is watching.
Yeah, along with kind of what Lyndon said, just sometimes people like only do stuff in front of teachers, but then they're not nice like out of that. And I feel like everyone at Pella Middle School, no matter if a teacher's watching or not watching, like we're always like nice to each other and like kind. And they teach us a lot about responsibility and like how to like a main a lot of topics that we talk about is our planner and making sure, like, once we get out into, like, when we're, like, adults and stuff, like, we know how to organize stuff and, like, make sure we don't have things turned in late and stuff, and, like, it really helps us with responsibility.
Yeah, I would say here at Pelham Middle School, we kind of, like, teach each other. We learn from each other's mistakes, because I do feel like in our school, it's kind of an expectation to, like, be respectful and responsible and kind towards others, which is good, because then once we get out in the real world, like, when we're older and stuff, we'll have that as, like, our guiding path and stuff.
For me, I'd say that character, all the pillars are important, but I feel like them combined, the main thing is just to want the best for everybody. So one of the things that we've been talking a lot about this year is the find a win-win situation where both parties win. So I think that's a really important part of character, is making sure that all parties are considered and that everybody ends up with something in their favor.
Once again, those were members of the Pella Middle School Student Council discussing recent recognition by Pella Middle School as part of the Iowa Character Awards. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.